This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN's atomic watchdog said on Wednesday, time is running out to gain access to reinstall cameras at a centrifuge parts workshop in Iran. He says the agency will soon be unable to guarantee equipment is not being diverted to make atom bombs. International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi was speaking the day after a trip to Tehran, in which he said he made no progress on several disputes, the most pressing of which is getting access 2 months after Iran promised to grant it. The agency wants to see a workshop that was the victim of an apparent sabotage in June. Tehran blames Israel for what it says was an attack, which destroyed one of four IAEA cameras there. Iran later removed all the cameras, and the destroyed cameras' footage is missing. The issue is a complicating factor ahead of indirect talks between the United States and Iran on reviving the 2015 nuclear deal with major powers that resume in Vienna on Monday. A French government spokesman said on Wednesday, France will announce new COVID-19 containment measures on Thursday as the infection rate surges nationwide. He says the government wants to avoid major curbs on public life, preferring to strengthen social distancing rules and speeding up its vaccination booster campaign, adding the French government will also tighten health pass rules. France's health pass allows entry to cafes, restaurants, museums, cinemas, and other public places for people who are vaccinated or have a recent negative COVID test. And President Emmanuel Macron says the pass is a key reason why France is doing better than some of its neighbors. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The head of the European Union's Public Health Agency said on Wednesday that COVID-19 vaccine boosters should be considered for all adults, with priority for those above 40 years, a major change to the agency's guidance. Recommendations issued by the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control are not binding on EU governments, but are used to make health policy decisions. In its previous guidance, issued in September alongside the European Medicines Agency, the ECDC said there was no urgent need for the administration of booster doses to fully vaccinated individuals in the general population, but suggested that additional doses should be considered for people with weakened immune systems and could be used as a precaution for older, frail individuals. Austrian prosecutors said on Wednesday they would not file criminal charges over last year's coronavirus outbreak at a popular alpine ski resort where thousands of international tourists got infected. The prosecutor's office in the city of Innsbruck said in a statement, the investigations into the spread of corona in spring 2020 have been discontinued. There's no charge. There's no evidence that anyone culpably did anything or failed to do anything to increase the risk of contagion. Five people, including four local officials, had been placed under investigation in Innsbruck over the outbreak. In September, a court in Vienna began hearing civil lawsuits by plaintiffs from Austria and Germany who accused the authorities of not responding quickly enough to outbreaks. German Social Democrat Olaf Scholz moved closer to becoming Germany's chancellor on Wednesday after agreeing on a coalition deal that aims to modernize Europe's largest economy, accelerate its green transition, and bring the curtain down on the Angela Merkel era. The center-left Social Democrats said they would present their three-way agreement with the Greens and the Libertarian Free Democrats following 2 months of talks. The deal installs Germany's first three-way federal coalition government since the 1950s and ends 16 years of a Merkel-led conservative government, marking a new era for relations with Europe and the rest of the world. And Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Kosovo are mourning Wednesday over one of Europe's worst road crashes that killed 46, as harrowing testimony emerges of tourists trapped inside the burning bus. Officials believe the tourist bus crashed into the highway rails and caught fire early Tuesday while returning from Istanbul in Turkey to North Macedonia. Only seven survived, managing to break a window and jump out, according to initial accounts. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.